Bienvenidos. Welcome to the Get Engaged podcast, produced by the Community Advancement Network based in Austin, Texas. Get Engaged is a community calendar highlighting opportunities to get informed, get connected, and get engaged on efforts aimed at advancing equity, opportunity, and community well-being in Austin, Travis County, and Central Texas. I'm your host for today's program, Raul Alvarez, Executive Director for CAN. This podcast outlines several engagement opportunities through Sunday, June 19th. To access all event information in this podcast, visit our website, canatx.org, and click on podcast. You have to scroll past the podcast episode list to find the calendar. We'll start by highlighting a few opportunities to provide public input. On Tuesday, Capital Metro hosts a design update for the portion of the Orange Line that runs along the drag, which is Guadalupe Street near UT. This new rail line will offer new ways for people to travel to and from UT and will include a new signature public space. On Thursday, June 16th at 5:30, Central Health hosts a community conversation on their recently adopted health equity plan. At their offices in Central East Austin, there is an opportunity for participating virtually and for participating in a Spanish language version of the meeting. Regarding our drinking water supply, Austin Water hosts an information session and public input opportunity on Tuesday regarding the Water Forward Plan, which is a water resource plan for the future. On a related note, Save Barton Creek Association hosts a representative from Austin Water to their monthly happy hour to discuss the topic of aquifer storage, and that's on Monday, June 13th. With regard to getting involved in the political process, several downtown groups host a candidate forum for individuals running for the position of Austin City Council District 9. This is one of the very first candidate forums for the November elections. On Thursday, June 16th, the Austin Chamber hosts the event Austin Gives at the new PNC Lounge at Waterloo Park. Austin Gives is a chamber program focused on showcasing businesses in the Austin region that donate 1% of their revenues to charity. Come learn about that program and also about the plans for future development of Waterloo Greenway. The United Nations has designated June 20th as World Refugee Day. On Saturday, June 18th at 11 a.m., a program commemorating World Refugee Day will take place at the Bob Bullock Museum. There will be a naturalization ceremony, free samples of world cuisine, live music, and activities for families with kids of all ages. We'll switch our focus over to economic opportunity for our community. Workforce Solution holds regular career training orientation sessions in high need and high demand industries. There's a career training orientation for healthcare on Monday, June 13th. A career training orientation for information technology on Wednesday, June 15th, and a career training orientation for advanced manufacturing and skilled trades on Friday, June 17th. For those who may be in job search mode, there are a couple of virtual job fairs this week hosted by the group Job Fair X. For Round Rock Jobs, there's a virtual fair on Tuesday at 11 a.m. and for Austin Jobs, there's a virtual fair on Thursday at 11 a.m. On Wednesday of this week, Del Valle ISD hosts a job fair for teaching and staff positions at Del Valle ISD. And the Goodwill Launchpad Club meets Fridays at 9:30 a.m. to support individuals seeking help to kick off their job search. We also want to support local entrepreneurs by highlighting artisan markets and farmers markets. We will highlight a few of these upcoming markets, but check the calendar for a full list. Of course, we have the two recurring farmers markets hosted by the Sustainable Food Center on Saturdays near Republic Square and in Sunset Valley at the Tony Burger Center. The Texas Farmers Market sets up at Mueller on Sunday mornings. And the SoCo Farmers and Makers Market is always an option week to week on South Congress, of course. In terms of artisan markets this week, the Austin Flea is at Radio Coffee on Sunday, June 19th. On Thursday, there will be an Odd Pop Market, which presents the Pride Dark Circus Market at the Vortex, and the event includes artistic performances. Cedar Park Market Days takes place on Saturday, June 18th, and also Saturday, the restaurant, bar, and convenience store, kind of tropical, hosts its vintage market starting at noon. Now for our fun and free feature for this week, there will be a free Father's Day concert by the Austin Symphonic Band. I believe we featured a free Mother's Day concert, so it seems only right to now include this free concert for dads. The concert is being presented at the Zilker Hillside Theater on Sunday, June 19th at 7:30 p.m. I'll end the podcast by highlighting several Juneteenth related activities. On June 17th of last year, President Biden signed a bill designating Juneteenth, specifically June 19th, as a federal holiday. Juneteenth is a holiday that commemorates the end of slavery. It also referred to as Emancipation Day and Freedom Day. The Central Texas Juneteenth Parade and celebration will take place on Saturday, June 18th in East Austin. The parade starts at 10 a.m. near MLK and Chicon and travels down Chicon and turns east on Rosewood Avenue to Rosewood Park. The festival begins at noon at Rosewood Park. It is a load of fun. I highly recommend that you participate. The parade is a can't-miss opportunity. Round Rock also holds a Juneteenth celebration on June 18th at Old Settlers Park starting at 4 p.m. There is a Juneteenth Black Makers Market that takes place at the George Washington Carver Museum and Cultural Center from 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. The event features music, food, performances, and 30-plus black businesses and creatives. The event is outdoors, in person, and free to attend. The Black Makers Market is part of a two-day festival at the Carver Museum and Cultural Center on June 18th and 19th, commemorating Juneteenth. There are many family-friendly music and arts activities in which to participate. Another Juneteenth-themed event that also takes place on Saturday, June 18th, is the Soul Food Truck Fest, hosted by Houston Tillotson University. In addition to supporting the food vendors, you can also participate in the Friends and Family Olympics that is designed to create a fun and friendly competitive environment while also encouraging healthy movement. The meal prep cooking demos are also a fan favorite. Talented local chefs will demonstrate healthy cooking techniques and share some delicious recipes. On June 19th at 5:30 p.m., the LBJ School of Public Affairs and the Center for the Study of Race and Democracy host the second annual Juneteenth Freedom Summit. The summit theme this year is Reflections on Freedom. Leading voices will offer candid reflections on freedom and the concepts of race, equity, and citizenship amid a modern-day civil rights movement. Well, there you have it, the latest edition of CAN's Get Engaged podcast. Please share with us information about any events that you would like for us to highlight on the podcast in the future. And please be sure to stay engaged, stay healthy, and stay strong. The opinions expressed in Get Engaged do not necessarily represent the views of CAN and or any individuals or organizations directly affiliated with CAN. Hasta la próxima. Until next time.